the second chapter. First John, the second chapter. So we got 1 Corinthians 2 and 1 John 2. Amen? Let me read from the New Revised Standard. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, "But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him." Now let's go over to 1 John 2 and 15. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world."
All right.
The subject this morning, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Because if you do, you're not showing it.
All right.
I think that if we really begin to dissect what church is all about and what preaching is all about, we would have to come to the conclusion that it is done to change your outlook on life. It is done to give you an increase where you have been decreased for so long.
All right.
And so while God laid this on my heart, I began to ask him the question of why, or what are you really saying to me? Because in order to ask the question, do you love yourself? It would mean that you have to be honest. With yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For you to ask a question that would dig deep into your inner core, you have to be honest. And most of our lives, we have been dishonest in how we look at ourselves. And it's easy to look at someone else and be enamored or in love with them and treat them well and treat them with the utmost. But when it comes back to ourselves, the man in the mirror,
preaching already,
we have a problem with being open and transparent to ourselves. And because of that, we begin to build up a wall of distant non-understanding. Because until you are honest with yourself, you really can't be honest with anyone else. Look at this. Throughout the scriptures, love is repetition. In Deuteronomy 6 and 5, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Yeah. The New Testament comes around and echoes that in Matthew 22:37. He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Yeah. How can you do this to God when you don't love yourself? I mean, in order to follow the commandments, Galatians 5:14, for the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yours. So we throw out the word that we love you, right? We love our neighbors. We love God. We love the church. We love everything about everything. But don't love ourselves. And if you can't love yourself, you really can't love anybody else.
Well,
not correctly.
Well.
1 John, do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. So there's a conflict. Because we love the world more than we love ourselves. And the Bible says that if you love the world, you can't love God. Oh, man, that's a whole lot of conflict going on in my life right now. Because I say I love God, but I don't live like it. I don't act like it. I don't walk like it. I don't talk like it. I have a God compartment. See, God has a compartment in my life where I'm Christian. Sometimes.
Yeah,
all right. But on my other side, on my worldly side, I'm disconnected to God. But in church, I love him. But when I leave the walls, I don't know him. And my life is in turmoil because I don't love myself. You say, well, Rev, I want to love God, and I want to love the Lord, but I don't know how to love myself.
Help me now.
That's a difficult question.
Help me now.
Because that's where we struggle the most.
Yeah.
You see, if we loved ourselves, it would be easy for us to see that we need God.
Yeah.
Because when you can love the created, you can love the creator.
Yes, sir.
But when you don't love the created, how in the world can you love the one who created you in the first place?
Well,
and so what happens is we go through a life determined not to love ourselves, but to love everybody else.
Well,
we live to please others, to serve others, so that we can be recognized and what? Feel loved. Because we can't love ourselves. If my daddy don't love me, if he don't approve of me, my mother don't love me, then I must not be worth it.
Well.
And so I'm having a hard time loving myself when no one else seems to love me.
Come on now.
The greatest of these is what?
Love.
So therefore, if I'm going to begin to make a change in my life, I have to start looking where first?
At
myself. Now, let me tell you how you know you don't love yourself. When you don't love yourself, you settle for second best. Or for whatever's left over. Because you feel that you don't deserve to have the best. And so therefore, whatever comes, whether it's what you want or not, you will settle for it. Because remember, you are not worthy of love. If you're going to be honest with yourself. See, we're in situations that we're in because we don't love ourselves. There's no way in the world that if I love myself, I would settle for second best. I wouldn't. I just would not allow just anybody to hang in my company. But when I don't love myself, I attach myself to people who I think will feel or make me feel like I'm somebody, even though they are nobodies.
Come on now.
See, when I'm not in love with myself, I would allow anything to hang around me.
Come on.
Like a leech.
Yeah.
People who suck the life straight out of you.
Come on now.
But you don't recognize it because what? You don't love yourself.
Yeah.
And we take ourselves way out of the game.
Come on now.
But we like to put on a front. As if we get everything under control. When you lose love for yourself, you also compromise your goals.
All right.
You don't stand firm on what's right. You go for anything. Why? Because you want to feel a part. You want to be in the mix. You want to let everybody know, hey, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Don't forget me. Call me up when y'all doing whatever you're doing. Even though it's against your beliefs. When you lose love for yourself, you live defeated and depressed. And that's tough. Because to live defeated, and listen, this is the holiday seasons. And this is when we really find out how many people really don't love themselves. Because this is the time for family gatherings. People get together, they sharing gifts, they calling one another, they conversating with one another, and they're committing suicide. Right?
All right.
They're finding a bottle, pouring all kinds of alcohol in their system, trying to kill themselves. They find drugs to put into their veins because they don't love themselves. They sleep with anybody and everybody, trying to find comfort in something other than themselves or God because they don't love themselves. They allow themselves to be misused and abused all for the price of what? Love. You don't understand who God is. And you don't understand who you are.
Yes, sir.
And so we fight and we struggle. And when this time comes, it's more dangerous to be by yourself. Because even though you won't be honest with the mirror will be honest with you.
Yes, sir.
And when you look into it, you don't like what you see. You don't like the fact that you're an alcoholic. You don't like the fact that you're a drug addict. You don't like the fact that you are a fornicator. You don't like the fact that you're an adulterer. You don't like the fact that you're a homosexual. You don't like the fact that you're not pretty. You don't like the fact that you're ugly. You don't like the fact that you're broke. You don't like the fact that anything in the mirror does not look pleasing. And so can't nobody satisfy what you don't know that needs to be satisfied.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because you're still looking in the wrong places for love. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceive what God has prepared for those who love him. One of the reasons why we don't love ourselves is because we have no hope.
Yeah.
We have no hope for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have no hope that things will be better tomorrow than they were today.
Yeah.
Because we have not connected with the word of God.
Come on,
we come to church. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We look good. We sing on the choirs,
yeah,
on the deacon board, in the pulpit,
yeah,
on the usher board.
Yeah.
We do all the thing that makes it look like we love the Lord.
Come on now.
But in all actuality, we are fighting the one who created us because we don't want to face facts.
All right.
We don't want to face facts that to love can be quite painful.
Yeah.
You think it can't be? Genesis 22 and 2, talking to Abraham, he said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. Now here's a man who loves his son, but loves God more, and is willing to sacrifice his son. So love comes with what? Sacrifice. And until you are ready to sacrifice something,
all right,
for God,
yeah,
then you can't understand his full power of love.
Yeah.
Because you got to know that in order for me to sacrifice, I must know that God has a provision,
right,
for me.
Right.
And so I can walk carefree with God, knowing that whatever the situation, he's in control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I can feel confident. Abraham was confident that no matter what happened, if I gave my son or whatever the situation, I know that God was going to come through.
Yeah.
And so he went through with it so he could, so God could show how much he loved him. Genesis 29 and 20. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Now, single folk, pay attention to this. And some of you married folks, pay attention to this. Folks say, well, you know, the world says that you can't wait. The world says you got a test drive. You want to make sure everything working the right way and you compatible with her and she compatible with you. And so you want to go below the radar. But the Bible says that Jacob served 7 years just for Rachel. And because he loved her enough, he was willing to work and endure, sacrifice his own life, so that he could get the one whom he loved and desired.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
They seemed to him but a few days.
Yeah.
See, when you love someone, listen, ladies, when they love you, they ain't gonna mind waiting for you. Huh? Because see, when you love yourself, you will realize that I'm not about to give up myself contrary to God's word. Because I love the Lord. So if I love the Lord, I can't let the world's pressure cave into me so that I cop to you. So that I'm not by myself.
Well,
I don't want to be lonely.
Yeah.
I don't want to be by myself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take a chance with the world other than with God.
Yeah.
And then when you do, then you wonder, what's the problem?
Yeah, why?
But the reason why you did that is because you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you love yourself, you want what? The best for yourself. You're not about to settle for no sloppy seconds.
Yes.
Nothing other than what God has promised you. When he said what God has for you is for what?
It's
for you.
Yes.
So if God says that I got something for you,
well,
I guess you just got to wait. Brother, the same thing. You got to wait for what God sends you.
Yeah.
If not, you're loving the wrong thing. And you don't love yourself. How do I know some of this? I remember when I loved myself. And I also can remember when I didn't love myself. Now, when I loved myself, I carried myself a certain way. I walked taller. I talked smarter. I felt confident.
Yeah.
I looked good.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tell me nothing that could deny my countenance.
Wow.
Because I loved myself. I loved who God had created. And I did everything in my power to make sure I took care of my temple.
All right.
I ate the right foods. I worked my body out.
Yeah.
I did the things that would make me feel wonderful. As long as I was moving toward a purpose, I had no problem taking care of myself.
All right.
Then I fell out of love.
Well.
When you fall out of love, procrastination creeps in.
Come on now.
Because see, then you don't care about yourself. She said, wait a minute. How are you going to not care about yourself?
All right.
Well, when you put drugs in your system, you put alcohol in your system, you overeat, You put things in your system that begins to tear your body out of frame. It's because you don't love yourself. When I was sitting there eating a half a gallon of ice cream and some peach cobbler in the same night, knowing that that would damage my arteries and the things that God had made inside of me, the heart does not work well with a half pint of ice cream and cobbler. The problem is that when you stop loving yourself, you start medicating yourself in a way that would damage you. Even though you say, I don't want to die, in reality, you are trying to slowly kill yourself. And you will not make the change until something inside of you clicks to say, look, I'm tired of hating myself. Can't no husband, can't no wife, can't no mother, no father, no friend get you to stop doing what you're doing until you are ready to do it yourself.
Come on.
And you won't do it until you what? Start loving yourself. When I loved myself, I was 215 pounds. When I stopped loving, I became 300 pounds. Which means that I'm not far from not loving myself. God put the question to me. Do you love yourself? Then if you do, why are you damaging what I gave you? When I carefully put you together in your mother's womb, it wasn't what? No fried chicken. When I designed your system to work properly, there wasn't no fast foods involved in that.
I hear you, Doc.
But I can't seem to stop the madness. I had to come to terms with the fact that I was not loving myself. Now I had to love every as a pastor. I'm loving folk. And I'm doing for folk. I'm there for you. Wherever you need me, call me. I'm there. I'm there to talk you down. I'm there to talk you through. But there was no one there to talk to me. And I began to live a defeated and depressed life while still preaching God's word. Because I wasn't looking into the mirror. And I didn't want to see what God wanted me to see. And so how can I begin to love God if I'm not loving myself? We have to. Well, let me just show you. Let me go back. Revelations 2:4. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. You see, until we regroup and get back to what started us on the path for God in the first place, we're going to keep dealing with our issues. Keep dealing with our troubles and our problems. If you start being honest with yourself and you look at your life, you're in situations that you know you have no business being in right now. And they go contrary to God's word. But you're more concerned about what the world thinks than what God thinks. And so in essence, you're saying that I love the world more than I love you, God. Because I'm not willing to do the things to get closer to you. I'm not in your word. I fellowship from time to time. I do not study. And so therefore, you are expected to fail. But when you begin to love yourself again, It allows you to be open and honest and take some retrospect and say, you know what? I have not been loving myself.
Right.
And it's time to get back on track. Yeah. It's time to be able to start taking care of what God gave me. It's time to start taking care of the relationships in my life that God gave me. It's time for me to take care of everything that God has placed into my life because, well, let me look at it like this. I don't want to be a failure. Okay? Nobody wants to fail. You don't want to be by yourself. You don't want to be a statistic. You know the ones they say, I told you she wasn't going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you he wasn't going to make it. I told you he wasn't about nothing, she wasn't about nothing. And you don't want to be a statistic like that. Especially when you have the option to rise above it. You control that. You control how messed up your house is. You do. You control how messed up your life is. You control the people who come in and out of your life. Women, you control who come in and out of your bed. Men, you do the same thing. So don't get mad at them when things don't work out. Get mad at yourself because you let them in. You control your own destiny. God has laid a path before you. He can do anything he wants except put you on the path. Because it has to be what? You're not going to do right until you are ready to what? Do right. So even God can't afford me to lose weight. It's got to be in my mindset to say, you know what, God? I now realize that you have given me all that I have and I have to take possession. See, we're trying to take possession over the wrong stuff. We want to possess land. We want to possess a material thing. We want to possess. How about possessing health?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm talking about some real prosperity in life. How about now, when you go to the doctor and the doctor tell you, look, I'm going to put you on these pills to get you off of this situation. And what we do is listen. Because for those who really don't love themselves, you take it to the whole nother level.
Yeah.
You get the pills, and you still keep doing what you're doing because you depend on the pills to keep you going. No, the object is to be pill-free. So you don't do more because I got my water pills or my salt pill.
Yeah.
You are saying that I don't love myself. I want to live and I want to die at the same time. I'm not ready to face tomorrow because I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know if I die, at least I'll be present with the Lord. But you got loved ones who are dependent on you, around you, waiting for you to make sure you're successful. But you're ready to die, but you have not admitted to it yet.
Come on now.
I know y'all ain't come for all this. But what I'm saying is that we're killing ourselves because we don't love ourselves. You can tell somebody who loves themselves versus somebody who don't love themselves. You can tell by the way they walk, by the way they talk, how they carry themselves, who they allow to be around them. These are clues. Look at the clues around you. Is your life in turmoil? Are things hectic? Are you finding salvation in food, alcohol, or drugs? Or women, or men, or sex? Where do you find your comfort zone? Because when you honestly answer that question, you can say whether or not you love yourself or you don't love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you would serve God first. And as you serve God first, all other things will be added unto you. How can I love myself if I don't know myself? You don't know yourself because you're not honest with yourself. But the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave all he had because he loved you and I that much that he would sacrifice himself. So when you try to run a game that you're not worthy of love, God is saying, stop that madness. If you are not worthy, I would not have laid down my life.
Yes, sir.
I would not have had to have leave my lofty position to come down and see about you.
Yeah.
So I don't care if your mama and your daddy don't care about you. They didn't want you. I want you because I'm the one that brought you into existence.
Yeah.
I allowed you to come forth, not your mama and your daddy. I know they may have done the work or did the pushing, but it's God who, what? I'm the one who called you into existence. I'm the one who placed you here. I'm the one who died on the cross. So you better start loving what I created. I didn't have to die on the cross. I had a horde of angels waiting to come down, tear the whole place apart. And all I ask you to do is to love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you're going to be true to yourself. And if you're true, the first thing you're going to seek is God. It's going to humble you. When you look in the mirror and realize there's nothing that you can do to change your situation, you're going to have to fall on your knees and say, Lord, Lord, here I am. I ran for a long time. I brought the wrong folks in my life. I've medicated myself the wrong way. Help me to love myself like you love me. And if I can do that, I can begin to love my brother and sister.
Yes, sir.
I can begin to love my friends and my enemies. Ask yourself those questions. Look in the mirror when you go home. And for the first time in your life, be open and honest. Do you like what you see? If you got to strip naked before the mirror, strip naked. Some laugh. But that gives you a whole look at yourself. And you look at what you've made yourself, what you have become, which is contrary to what God had for you. Let's take it back. Some of you are going to see some things you don't want to see. Some will see fat. Some will see track marks. Some will see red bloodshot eyes. Some will see age lines from living hard. Only 20 years old and looking 50. But when you look into the mirror and you begin to be honest, God can change your life. Without him, you'll never succeed. I don't care what they say. I don't care the appearance of that you look like you're doing well. If you don't know Jesus and the pardoning of your sins, you fail. Okay, how much money you've made, how many friends you got, how many people you can call upon. If you can't call upon Jesus, you fail. And you know nothing about love, because when you first love yourself, the first thing you do when you finally fall in love with yourself is you ask for Christ to come into your life. I ask this question this morning. Do you love yourself? Doors of the church are open this morning.